+49.
Bienvenidos to another edition of +49. My name is Ingrid Arteaga, and I hope you are having a fantastic first week of the new year and are ready for what's ahead. Today, we have an exciting episode lined up for you featuring aspiring entrepreneur Leo Cavé, along with the latest updates from Berlin and beyond. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next episode with us. In these chilly winter days, I am sure many of us find ourselves dreaming about warm vacations by the beach. I know I am. With Germany mandating a minimum of 20 vacation days for its workers and even sometimes a little bit more, there are plenty of opportunities to escape the cold. And if you're fortunate or plan ahead, you know, very German planning, you might be able to schedule your getaway around a national holiday, allowing you to save a vacation day. However, this situation has sparked some debate. The director of the Berlin-Brandenburg Association of Business recently urged the Berlin city-state government to consider reducing the number of public holidays or shifting them to Sundays. Currently, Berlin, along with Hamburg, has the fewest public holidays in Germany, with 9 nationwide holidays and just one additional observance, the International Women's Day on March the 8th. But don't worry yet. Berlin actually announced that it will recognize May 8th as an additional public holiday this year, commemorating 80 years since the end of Nazi rule in Germany, also known as Tag der Befreiung. And since this day falls on a Thursday, it presents an excellent opportunity for taking May 9th as a Brückentag or Bridge Day, giving you 4 consecutive days off. You didn't hear it from us. In other news, Germany is making strides towards digitalization. The Foreign Office has announced that foreign citizens wishing to move to Germany can now submit their visa applications documents online. According to the Federal Foreign Office, applications for 28 different types of German visas can be processed through this new consular service portal. Whether applying for a family reunification visa, student visa, opportunity card, known as Chancenkarte, or EU Blue Card, applicants will follow a 3-step process that includes uploading relevant documents and attending an in-person interview at the Ausländerbehörde, where biometric information necessary for the obtaining of a resident permit will be collected. The start of a new year is a momentous occasion celebrated across the globe, with lots of different traditions and rituals, from wearing specific types of underwear to eating grapes under a table or watching the beloved sketch Dinner for One. We already heard about that on our last episode. Each tradition adds its unique flavor to the festivities. In many regions, including Germany, welcoming the new year is often accompanied by spectacular firework displays. The practice of using explosives during celebrations can be traced back to the early 12th century in China, while the first recorded fireworks in Europe appeared in Italy in 1379 and later in Germany in 1506. Today, the term Böllern is commonly used in Germany, referring to the act of launching firecrackers or fireworks into the sky with a loud bang. Originally, the cacophony served as a specific purpose, to ward off evil spirits, a custom rooted in pagan traditions. However, as time has passed, the practice of Böllern has become increasingly controversial due to various concerns such as fire hazards, injuries, waste generation, air pollution from fine dust particles, and noise disturbances. Currently, there's even a petition from the police union, GPD, advocating to ban all of these fireworks. Despite these concerns, many Germans eagerly anticipate New Year's Eve and often queue for hours outside supermarkets early in the morning to purchase these fireworks. Notably, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Interior Ministry Nancy Faeser have recently expressed their opposition to ban fireworks. Moreover, there are even speculations about firework tourism, where individuals travel to Germany specifically to partake in this explosive celebration. This phenomenon is particularly notable given that in neighborhood countries like France and Greece, such practices are either uncommon or outright banned. In these nations, sales of fireworks are heavily restricted. Similar regulations exist in the Netherlands, where strict no-fireworks zones are enforced. And while regulations around Böllern have tightened over time in Germany, aim to ensure safety and minimizing environmental impact, the enthusiasm for ringing in the new year with a bang remains strong among many citizens. Second week of January, it is snowing outside, it's beautiful, and we have Leo with us. Hello, Leo.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how long have you been in Berlin?
Well, I'm Leo, I come from Iran, and I've been in Berlin for the last more than 6 years.
And you arrived in Berlin to work here, right?
Yes, exactly.
What have you been doing?
So I joined a company called Delivery Hero as a software engineer, and later I switched to management, managing other software engineers.
How has it been to move from Iran to Germany? What has been your experience getting to know the German culture, getting to know the German culture inside of a company?
Well, I would say it was quite all right. So from cultural standpoint, there is a huge difference between where I come from and Germany. I had an idea of how Germany would look like. And when I arrived, I realized that in many ways it is much better than I thought. And in some other ways, I was a little bit surprised.
What did you think that Germany was like?
Well, I thought that Germany would be much more modern, I mean, in all the cases, especially in tech.
We have gotten to that part a lot, because I believe when we think of Germany, we believe, oh, this is this American or this very big country, and Berlin is the capital. So we might think, oh, it's like Paris or London. And then you come here and they ask you to pay in cash.
Yeah, exactly.
How is it for you now that you've been living here for almost 6 years? Have you already seen that there's some changes inside of technology in Germany? Or do you still believe we're not precisely getting or going into the capital of the world?
Well, I would say when it comes to technology, more specifically information technology, it is not what I expected to be. So in many other areas, Germany is very modern, very advanced, ahead of many, many other countries. But when it comes to IT, honestly, I was a little bit surprised. I was under the impression that, for example, everything is being done digitally, everything is online, you would have the best internet connection in the world, something like that. And I clearly remember the first time around 6 years ago, I was in subway or U-Bahn, and I lost internet connection on my cell phone. I was like, wow, what just happened? I'm not used to this. You know, in Tehran, we had very good internet connection in subway. So I would say maybe there is still some work left to do when it comes to IT.
We just heard that a couple of ministries are not going to be longer accepting fax. So I think a lot of us are going like, oh my God, we're really losing the fax. Because fax has been so important for all of us to understand how Germany works.
Yeah. Or another example would be still everything, all the official documents are being sent by mail. I don't know exactly what's the reason, but I'm not used to it.
You've been working for Delivery Hero for almost 6 years now.
I work for Delivery Hero for 6 years, but I'm not working at Delivery at the moment.
You're now an entrepreneur.
I'm trying to be. I'm not sure if I can call myself an entrepreneur. It's a very, very long journey, and I'm just in the beginning.
What is your idea, or how did it came from working for the company and then wanted to do something for yourself?
Well, I was always interested to try something for myself. And maybe it was one of the reasons I came to Germany, because I was under the impression that with the stable economy like Germany, being a modern country in Europe, I would have better chances here. How it came to my mind, well, so after some time when I landed in Germany, I have started learning German. And it has been, I would say, quite challenging, not because German language is very difficult, because mostly I was not very exposed to Germans. I was working in an international company. Almost everyone I was interacting with was speaking English. And I found it a little bit difficult to get to the point that I would be able to have a simple conversation with a German. I've always was interested in the culture, history. I just wanted to know more about people, this culture. But I would say it was very challenging. So after spending some time, I didn't get where I wanted to be in terms of being fluent in German, and it made me very frustrated. So at some point, I was like, maybe I can do something about it. And since personally, I've been always interested in learning new languages, I found it very interesting. So I started a process of maybe a little bit of research, what can be done, ideation, and later I came up with the idea of creating a language learning platform. So German language was my main motivation.
Wow, from trying to learn German language to creating an AI model, more or less, that's a big step. Is it AI? Is it, how can I imagine this?
Well, so I'm still building it just for your information, but I would say it is heavily rely on AI because I'm trying to create a tailored experience for the user in terms of learning. People are different. People are learning in different ways. Some people are good at some stuff, not good at some other stuff. So to create this customized, tailored user experience, I'm using AI a lot. I'm using large language models as the kind of infrastructure, but I have started working on my own custom AI model, which is going to serve the core business of the whole platform.
What do you think the Germans are good at?
Consistency, maybe.
Maybe you're putting that in a question mark.
No, I would say consistency.
Because you were saying that everybody learns differently, and of course, we're diff so many different cultures. And sometimes when we arrived in Germany, we forget why we came here when we started being confronted with all of these cultural consistencies or incongruities that we live. What has been your biggest cultural shock, and how have you get around it?
My biggest cultural shock was I was kind of expecting things move faster or change faster. I always felt that there is maybe a resistance against change, right? So I would say that was my biggest cultural shock.
And regarding how people took you in, because we all have different ideas. I mean, I'm the Mexican, I probably have a big sombrero and I drink tequila, and I'm of course part of the narco culture. How, and I have heard this from a lot of people from Germany. How have people greeted you, or what are those typical stereotypes that come from your country?
In my country, for some maybe a strange reason, I don't know, Iranians have a kind of very positive impression of Germans, probably for different reasons. I don't know exactly. But before answering your question, I would like to mention that I've been living in Berlin, and I believe Berlin is not Germany per se, right? It's a very, very international city, and I've been interacting mostly with non-Germans, different people from all around the world. My experience was quite good. I love Berlin. I love Germany. It's a big city, relatively modern and very peaceful. And how Germany accepted me in general, I would say they were open to accept me as a skilled worker. So the process was a little bit challenging, but kind of quite straightforward. So I came here on job seeker visa, so they trusted my skill, my background, my ability to find a job. So they gave me a visa. I came here and I found a job on second week. I think I signed the contract on the second week. And everything was, although it was very slow in many, many parts, but it was kind of straightforward. So I got my wife joined me in a few months. I got my PR after like 3 years. Now I got my citizenship.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you very much. And so everything kind of works, and it works well, but it takes a long time. So that's another thing. So if I want to summarize, my experience was quite good with Germany as a country, with these people. And I hope that I would enjoy more living in Germany in the future.
And I think that is one of the greatest way to thank you and say goodbye to you for this moment. Sometimes we forget why we're here, and we also forget to thank the place that we're living in and unsere Wahlheimat, because even though it can be complicated, it is actually also very good, and we're very grateful to be here in Germany.
Yes, indeed. I am truly grateful for giving me the opportunity to have a better life here.
We're back with Leo. And so after you arrived in Germany, your wife came also with you. Did she have another experience? When you talked about living together in Germany, what was the differences that you saw from her experience compared to yours?
Well, so definitely her experience was different, because I immediately started working and getting myself accustomed with the new environment. For her, it was a little bit different, because she is a software engineer / psychologist. And when she arrived here, she wanted to continue working as a psychologist. But it turned out that, first of all, she needs to learn German, and she needs to be kind of fluent in German. And it is going to take her some time, because she has to study a couple more years to be able to continue working in that field. So she started learning German, and she spent quite some time. But after some time, she came to the conclusion that this is not going to happen soon. So somehow she switched back to software engineering and got a job. And now she's working as a software engineer. We definitely enjoyed living a peaceful life here. And I think from that perspective, she's quite happy. The fact that she couldn't continue working as a psychologist, maybe it was a little bit disappointing, but understanding. And now that she has a good job working as a software engineer, I think she's enjoying the living in a stable kind of environment, right?
So you would agree that when you come to Germany, one of the key ingredients to start fitting in, it's to get a job, to get involved in the society.
Of course, of course. In the first few years, she was kind of isolated, right? Her interaction with the society was mostly limited to our network of friends. But once she started working and she joined the company, I could see that her life is becoming different, right? She's having social interactions. She's finding new friends, everything changed.
I want to go out of our interview exactly with this thought. I guess after what has been doing right now, the media and how the different parties are talking about internationals, I think everybody for that's not German who has come to this country, we're looking to work. We're not looking to just sit around and live from the state.
Definitely, definitely. At least everyone, literally everyone I know. And usually we come here like there is a main person who got a job, who's looking for a job, and the partner, literally everyone that I know, they are also trying so hard to get into the job market. For some people, it's a little bit easier. For example, my wife was also a software engineer. She comes from a software engineering background, so she was able to find the job relatively easier. But for some other people in the fields that require fluency in German, it might be a little bit more challenging. But everyone I know, they are looking for a job, right? They don't like to sit at home and do nothing.
I found this very important to stress out as much as we can. There is, of course, a magnifying idea of the internationals coming here not wanting to do the work and not wanting to integrate and just living from the state. And that's why what we're doing in this program is so important, because we want to give the voices to those who are successfully working here, integrating, and your example is one of them. So for your words, we're very thankful for. And thank you so much for being part of this interview.
Thank you for having me.
And we wish you also a lot of success with your new enterprise.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Laws 49. Ask a German.
Hi, I'm Leo, and I have this question about the information technology. I would like to know why some Germans are very resistant against using the new technology, specifically information technology.
I think the obvious answer here is Internet ist für uns alle Neuland, or the Internet is uncharted territory, as Angela Merkel once said. But on a more serious note, I believe there's much more to this phenomenon. I think it is also important to recognize that there's a noticeable shift between different generations. Particularly younger individuals tend to be more open to integrating technology into their everyday lives. As for the older generations, I think it's less a resistance per se, more of holding on to traditional methods that have served them well in the past. Germany has a long-standing reputation for engineering excellence, especially in industries such as automotive and manufacturing and machinery. This focus on precision and durability often leads to a cautious approach toward adopting new technologies. Germans may prefer to wait until a technology has been thoroughly tested and proven before integrating it into their lives or businesses. It is not for nothing that the TÜV has such a good reputation here. This mindset stems from a desire to avoid potential pitfalls associated with unproven innovations, which can result in costly mistakes or failures. In many ways, this reflects a commitment to efficiency. Although it might seem counterproductive to resist using new technology, it is rooted in a pragmatic approach. Additionally, Germany is known for its stringent regulations regarding data protection, privacy, and safety standards. While these regulations are designed to protect citizens, they can also create barriers to rapid implementation of new technologies. For instance, concerns about data security have made many Germans wary of adopting digital solutions that involve sharing personal information online. This cautious attitude can slow down the pace of technological advancement compared to other countries where regulations may be more lenient. Another significant aspect worth considering is the fear of job displacements due to automatic and artificial intelligence. As industries increasingly adopt advanced technologies, concerns about job security have become prevalent among workers in Germany. Many individuals worry that automation will render their skills obsolete or lead to significant job losses in certain sectors. This fear can foster resistance toward embracing new technologies that are perceived as threats rather than opportunities. However, I believe we will witness considerable changes in this area over the coming years. especially in cities like Berlin and Munich, which attract numerous startups and tech companies. These urban centers are creating thriving tech scenes and innovation hubs that could reshape attitudes toward technology and its integration into daily life.
And that's a wrap for today's episode here on Plus 49. A huge thank you to our guest, Leo, for sharing his inspiring journey, and to all of you for tuning in, as well as to our producer, Marlene Bacher. So whether you're starting your adventure here in Germany or just here for years, we really hope that our stories and conversations bring you a little bit of inspiration through your time here in this country. Remember, you can catch us every week. Same time, same frequency. Until next time. Hasta la próxima.